From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. After 2 weeks of stewing about the Bush administration's announcement that it may try foreign terrorists in military tribunals, senators finally got to confront the Justice Department today. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee grilled Michael Chertoff, who heads the criminal division. The senators demanded to know why President Bush unilaterally issued the dramatic order and how the administration could ensure that military tribunals would be fair. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
Next week, Attorney General John Ashcroft will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee to explain the White House's reasoning on military tribunals. If today's hearing is any indication, he should wear a bulletproof vest. For 3.5 hours, the senators fired pointed questions at senior justice official Michael Chertoff. With almost an air of betrayal, Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy recalled that Chertoff and others had worked with Congress for weeks when they were crafting the sweeping Anti-Terrorism Act.
At no time during those discussions, and there were a lot of them, with you, with the president, with the attorney general, at no time was the question of military commissions brought up.
When did the president decide to allow military tribunals, he asked, and why wasn't Congress consulted? Chertoff responded.
It's probably fair to assume that some people were discussing these matters at various points in time while we were undergoing the process of working on
it. But you didn't feel at all necessary to tell any of us that you were discussing that as you were asking for these extraordinary powers that we were giving you in the USA Patriot Act.
Chertoff suggested the president didn't really need to consult the Judiciary Committee. As commander-in-chief, he has the power to institute military tribunals during wartime. And Chertoff added, that makes sense not only during a conventional war, but in this war on terrorism.
If we're in the battlefield, if there is somebody caught in Afghanistan, the president should have the option not to bring that terrorist back in the United States and put them in a federal court in New York or in Washington and subject those cities to the danger of having that trial.
But the argument didn't allay concerns about whether the tribunal would be fair. For example, the executive order would let the tribunal convict a defendant with only 2/3 vote versus a unanimous vote in a civilian trial. Senator Arlen Specter, a Republican, said before the U.S. strips people of traditional legal rights, he wants some good reasons.
I'd like to see what you consider to be the area of need for the 2/3 vote, for the absence of traditional judicial review, for the absence of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, the customary standard, which is omitted, and the modification of the rules of evidence.
Senator Edward Kennedy noted that America has criticized other countries for using military tribunals because of concerns that the defendant wouldn't get a fair trial. In fact, the U.S. protested the tribunal proceeding against New Yorker Lori Berenson in Peru and pressured the country to give her a new trial. Now the U.S. is proposing doing the same thing. Chertoff answered that the executive order sets the minimum rights for the accused, not the totality. He said the Department of Defense is only now beginning to flesh out the actual rules and regulations for any future proceeding.
To presume somehow that the Department of Defense and the lawyers there are going to come up with a kangaroo court procedure, I think is to do them an injustice. And still less would I presume the president would countenance that. He's made it very clear he wants to have a full and fair trial.
Chertoff said the people who would face a tribunal only fit into a very narrow category, not someone who may have unwittingly aided a terrorist or overstayed his visa, but someone accused of war crimes. Several senators and experts noted that in the past, military tribunals have been used during more traditional wars, when German saboteurs sneaked into the U.S. during World War II, for example. But Chertoff said if there's any doubt that America is in a war, Al-Qaeda's operations manual puts that to rest.
They perceive themselves at war with us. They perceive their apartments as military bases. They call us the enemy. Under these circumstances, we haven't sought war, but it's been thrust upon us, and it's for us to finish it.
And it will be up to Attorney General Ashcroft to finish the discussion, or at least continue it next week when he faces the same and probably many more questions. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.